This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. We're in the spirit of making additions to the home landscape through wise selection of new ornamental plant material. And we've invited in for this discussion Jason Griffin, K-State horticulturist and the director of the John C. Pear Horticulture Center down near Wichita. Jason, this is right in your wheelhouse talking about ornamentals here. There are a ton of new things out there every year in the catalogs and such. What you want to do today is pass along some suggestions to homeowners on going about prudent selections.
Sure. Thanks again for having me, Eric. So yeah, we walk through those catalogs and those magazines, and they're just filled with glossy photos of beautiful plants. And it's really tempting to run to your local nursery and say, I want one of those. I want four of those. Make sure before you invest in that new plant that it's one that'll survive here. So we have recommended lists out there. They're not hard to find through K-State Research and Extension. And the new plants, if you look through those catalogs, are almost always new cultivars of species that are already out there. Look and see, what is that species? And does that species do well here? If it's a weeping form, or it's a columnar form, or it's got a different flower color, or different fall color, that's great. But the first thing to know is to make sure that that species will survive in your area.
How to know that, though? What information is out there that one can research?
Some of the first things we look at, obviously, is cold hardiness, you know, the cold hardiness zone maps. There's also a heat hardiness zone map, which is worth looking at because in Kansas, we do deal with some heat in the summer occasionally. Looking at the drought and moisture adaptability of the species. Some species do well in moist soils and some do not do well in moist soils and vice versa with drought. Think about the microclimates of your landscape. If it's near a downspout, if it's near a low spot where moisture will collect, or if it happens to be on a ridge or on a crowned area that's going to drain well, it's going to be more droughty there. If you're a new homeowner and you've got a brand new home with no trees and you're looking to just get something started, you might not want to go for the fanciest plant out there. You want to go for the rock solid plant, shade tree, shrubs, just to get some shade and to get some relief from the wind and the sun. So depending on where you are, how old your landscape is, what sort of microclimates you can create in your own landscape can help guide you towards which new plants you should be looking for.
So again, adaptability is priority one. Does one also think about other things, Jason, the growth rate of that plant and whether it'll meet their expectations?
Absolutely. Growth rate and ultimate size. You don't want a large tree too close to the house. You don't want a large tree under power lines. Keep them out of the city right away, perhaps. There's lots of things to consider. If you want a really, really fast growing plant, those are out there. Just be forewarned that the faster they grow, usually the weaker they are. So the slower growing trees tend to be a little bit stronger and have stronger branches.
Pest resistance. Is that in the mix here too?
Always. We hope that most of the plants that you find on the market are, in general, disease and insect resistant, but not all of them are. Let's just take, for instance, in this part of the state, we don't have a lot of Japanese beetles down here in South Central Kansas. So there are some trees we can use that you wouldn't dare use in the Kansas City area because of Japanese beetle presence. So yes, always consider insect and disease pressure.
And where do folks go to tap into those extensive resources that, as you mentioned, K-State Research and Extension can provide for this purpose?
Check with your local county office. Most of them have a horticulture agent, or at least somebody whose responsibilities are in horticulture. Also, if you go to ksu.edu/ornamentals, it comes up with all of our recommended plant lists.
ksu.edu/ornamentals. It's that simple to get into that list. Jason, good basic thoughts that folks should keep in mind as they go about shopping for ornamental plant material very soon now. Thanks for your time right here.
Thanks for having me.
Ornamental horticulturist Jason Griffin of Kansas State University on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.